Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC, biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the camp house here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Plenty of hot water and soap over there. Go wash your hands. Hey, we've got a coronavirus mess going on worldwide. Everything is getting canceled, so hey, it's a good time to sit down here in the camp house, at least 6 feet apart, and talk about God's great outdoors. We've got a great show lined up for you today. I think maybe you'll enjoy a little coronavirus break here in the camp house with us. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care is a probiotic for your dog that also calms over time very gently the overactive dog. That's a big relief to a lot of dog owners. And I can save $5 for you off of your initial order of Calming Care. Just come see me at bbkoradio.com. I do take this coronavirus very seriously. A lot of families are suffering around the globe. A lot of people are scared in this old world. This is something new that we've not seen before. I personally believe that the most powerful and impactful thing that we can do day to day, all of us, is pray. And I want to do that right now, if you'd join me. Lord, we just thank you that we can come to your throne as believers in you and your Son, Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. We thank you that you know all before it even happens. And we certainly thank you that you love us so. We pray, Father, for healing and health for those that have been impacted by this virus that's now around the globe. And pray, Lord, that you just stop it in its tracks. We thank you that through our belief in your Son, Jesus Christ, we know that nothing can touch our souls, ever. Please forgive us of our sin, Lord. Help us to trust in you more. And I pray that somehow, some way, this horrible flu that's going around the globe would end up glorifying you, your healing, both of body and soul. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Earlier this week, as I began to prepare for the show today, I started collecting cancellations from outdoor events, expos, and it wasn't long until the pile was just, hey, overwhelming. I could literally sit here for the next hour and just read cancellations across the United States. Governmental meetings, state park gatherings, fishing tournaments, hunter training and education. Finally, it occurred to me that I should just tell you to be smart about it. Check on your local event, banquet, whatever you had planned. Don't just show up because you'll probably be the only one there until this passes. The world of pro bass fishing is rather unique because, as Jim Wilburn put it, he's the Major League Fishing president and CEO, fishing is a unique outdoor sport where competitors have limited interaction. Jim said, "We feel that we can continue to host tournaments under an abundance of caution." And here's what that caution means to MLF and FLW events. Attendance at all FLW weigh-ins will be limited to essential staff and immediate family only. Major League Fishing has suspended all of their public gatherings associated with their events through April 12th. That includes all fan meet and greets associated with the Bass Pro Tour and the attendance of fans and non-essential staff, like we were talking about at those FLW tournaments, including weigh-ins. The league will continue to host tournaments for participating anglers. Decisions regarding future events will be made in the coming weeks as the league monitors the situation with COVID-19 coronavirus under the guidance of medical and public health pros. Bassmaster Elite events are very public, and that's why Bass officials have announced that they'll postpone the Bassmaster Elite event at Chickamauga. It was originally scheduled for this weekend, Dayton, Tennessee. Numbers are starting to come in from that Bassmaster Classic in Gunnersville, Alabama, and the 2020 Bassmaster Classic, the 13th time that the iconic event has been held in Alabama, is shattering previous attendance records. The total Classic Week attendance of 122,814 was recorded at a variety of activities across Alabama, including the Bassmaster Classic Outdoors Expo in Birmingham, daily takeoffs on Gunnersville, the Bass Nation Kayak Series, the inaugural Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. This attendance number is 35% higher than the previous state record set back in 2014, and the fourth biggest attended Bassmaster Classic in the event's 50-year history. Bassmaster Live established new records with a 23% increase in minutes watched. Folks following the event on Bassmaster.com. The website was visited more than 1.8 million times by fans from 168 countries, including Brazil, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, South Africa, Switzerland, Zimbabwe. And social media engagement was up 253% over the 2019 Classic. Economic impact for the week is expected to top $25 million, and that'll be announced once the calculations are completed by local hosts. Folks that have gotten to know Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic from Purina, well, they just can't live without it now. They keep it handy in the fridge all the time. Fortiflora, for the dog with GI upset. And that's all dogs from time to time. BBKORadio.com. I'll save you $5 off your first box. Hey, we're going to celebrate the world of bass fishing on the show today with a ton of bass fishing pros and Hall of Famers.
Hey, everybody. It's professional angler Mark Davis. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon Hunting Blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, You fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, MANUF.com.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
You know, over the years, we have hosted the absolute best bass fishermen ever born on planet Earth on this show. Everyone from Kevin Van Dam to Gary Klein, Rick Klein, Mark Davis, Denny Brower. I mean, the list of Hall of Famers that have sat down in the camp house with us here is pretty remarkable. We're going to talk about everything bass fishing on the show today. It's that time of year. And we're going to do it with some of the top sticks ever. And we're going to kick it off talking about a couple of big bass lakes. Clear Lake in California and Lake Fork, Texas, with a guy that knows that body of water as well as anybody. KJ, Kelly Jordan.
Well, to be honest with you, summertime is probably the best time. It's my favorite time to fish most of the Texas lakes. Now, the ones that set up, they have a lot of deep structures, a lot of offshore cover, yeah. Even if it's brush piles on your favorite lake. But, you know, Lake Fork is my baby.
Oh, yeah.
They live deep all year round over there. That's when they really set up on that stuff, and you can really pick them apart. Use your electronics. You know, it's like these new Hummingbird side finders. You get out there and find those,
right.
You know, cool spots. Find the bait fish. A lot of people are always amazed and say, man, you catch them when it's 100 degrees outside. Well, let me tell you what, on Lake Fork, in June, July, and August, especially in July and August,
yeah.
Some of my best days have been those days when it was 105 degrees, zero wind, and not a cloud in the sky.
Bluebird day.
And to be honest with you, the temperature doesn't change anything down 25 feet deep.
Right.
Those days, it just seems like the shad really gets spotlighted. I guess that's what it is. And the bass really can see them. I mean, those are the days when a lot of times they'll come up schooling on the surface right around you. It's crazy.
Right.
Heat of the summer, that deep water fishing is prime. And that's usually best in the heat of the day, to be honest with you, from, say, you know, noon, 2 o'clock to about 6 or 7 o'clock. And that's on Lake Fork for sure. Now, the other thing to do is we have a lot of lakes that got a lot of good grass, Lake Fork being among them, too. That's also a great thing to target in the summertime, be it hydrilla or even lily pads, duckweed, or water hyacinths.
Right.
They use that because it has a little bit of cooler water, plus it's shade, a lot of bait fish, a lot of crawdads. Crawdads eat that grass and live in it. It's just like a little forest in itself. If you're not fishing deep, I would suggest you look for grass. And then maybe boat docks, whatever else. But you look for shade
right.
If you're not fishing that real deep stuff.
Right.
And then the third thing I would strongly suggest everybody getting out and doing at least once or twice a summer, go night fishing.
It's a blast.
It is a blast. The fish come shallower on Lake Fork. If you're not comfortable getting out there in 20 and 25 feet of water and using your electronics,
yeah.
If you can find the 8 to 12 foot deep points or drops or little ridges on Lake Fork
right.
That are closest to that deep water, that's where you want to be. Those fish come up. You'll catch them in 10 or 12 feet at night. And those fish, because we used to fish night tournaments back when we used to have them at Axon's Bass City years
right.
ago. Those fish would float like buoys in your live well. Those fish live 25 or 30 feet deep.
Wow.
But I'd catch them in 10 or 12 feet of water. That steep drop or that
yep.
close access to deep water, that's a key. It helps if there's grass and brush there as well. But get out there and slow roll a big 1-ounce black spinnerbait or any kind of big Texas rig, you know, 10-inch worm, something
right.
like that, and let it rip. And I'll tell you what. You also get to beat the heat. Just don't forget the bug spray.
He has caught a ton of giants out of Lake Fork. KJ, Kelly Jordan, BBKO Radio Pro Staffer, and Major League Fisherman. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care, very gently over time, calms the overbarker.
the overjumper, the overactive dog. Learn more when you visit me at bbkoradio.com. Well, let's head west now to another lake, body of water that's famous for growing giant bass. Chris Childers is a guide and has been several years now on Clear Lake out in California.
All right. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Camp House. Nice to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I've never fished Clear Lake. I have bass fished all over the United States. I love to fish Florida. I love, you know, Lake Forks right down the road from my house. I love to go catch these big bass and fish all over the country for them, but I have never fished the California lakes. And every time I run into Ish Monroe, he always is talking and bragging about Clear Lake in particular out there. And you're another guy that's in love with Clear Lake, and for good reason, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I discovered this lake about 10 years ago, and you know, through fishing tournaments and TFCs, and fell in love with it. So 2 years ago, I decided to move up here, and now I'm living here.
Well,
and you know,
that smart decision, man. I tell you what, with the good Lord only gives us so many days. You might as well spend them on Clear Lake catching big bass.
yeah, living the dream. But yeah, Clear Lake's chock full of fish, over 10 pounds. There's so many of them in this lake. This year alone, I've had four over 10 pounds out of Clear Lake.
Wow, I've had one in my life. I've had one in my life, and you've got four this year, Chris. You're killing me there. Hey, what makes Clear Lake such a great big bass lake? Why does it grow such huge fish?
I would say the big reason is it's a natural lake. So this lake has had, you know, species of crayfish in it and, you know, all kinds of other, you know, bait fish and just forage species that have, you know, become very, very established. And, you know, not only do we have crawdads, we have the Clear Lake hitch, which is, you know, it's a protected species. It's almost like a trout. The bass love to eat those things. But we just have so many different varieties of food for these fish to eat. You know, and shallow water and deep water and, you know, we have the grass and we have the tules and we have, you know, just so many different options for, you know, for these fish to, you know, and places for them to hide. I think that's what it is. So,
let's talk a little bit about your weather. Where in California is Clear Lake located and what's your weather like, right now in the winter and water temperature this time of year?
That's a great question. So first of all, Clear Lake is located, it would be northwest of Sacramento. Sacramento is probably the biggest main city we have. Sacramento is about 2 hours away. So, and then it would be, let's see, probably north of Napa, Mendocino. About 2 hours inland. So, inland from the ocean. So that's the location. Nights are cool. We're getting, you know, that 35, 40 degree nights, and it's freezing at night. But, I mean, this week's kind of nice. We have 70 degree highs this week and like 40 degree lows. So, here in California, we get a temperature change. We get a fluctuation of about, you know, 30 degrees a day.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. But you could comfortably fish where you are right on through winter, January, February. I'm sure you probably fish year round.
Every day of the year. Yeah. No problem here on Clear Lake. The only issue would be ice on the roads and getting down to the lake, you know, and that's,
sure.
That doesn't really happen very often.
Not only do you guys catch big fish, giant fish on Clear Lake, but you can also go out and catch huge numbers as well.
Yeah, 100% true. Yeah, so when I do my guide trips up here on Clear Lake, what I'll do is I'll try to have a big fish bite where you're only going to, you know, probably get a few bites, and then I'll have a numbers bite going too. And the cool thing about Clear Lake is you can just come up here and fish your strength. You can just fish your whatever you're good at. So say you're good at frog. Well, obviously you can't frog. You can probably frog right now, but whatever you're good at, you're going to catch them doing that. So, you know, some guys might be good at flipping or whatever, and they're going to do that all day, and they're going to catch them good. And some guys might be good at throwing a Senko, and they're going to do that all day, and they're going to catch them good too. So it's just one of those lakes where you can just come up here and do what you're good at, and you can really put a hurting on them.
How big is Clear Lake and how much fishing pressure does it get? I know these famous lakes, and Clear Lake's as famous as any of them, can really get beat up a little bit.
It does, yeah. So I think we're about 18 miles long and like 8 or 10 miles wide at the widest point. We have There's two different sections. I would split the lake in half, basically. We have the north end, which is the shallow water end. It's a bunch of tules and shallow water fishing up there and sloughs and stuff. And then we have the deep end of the lake, which gets to like 55 feet or 54 feet, I think, max. And there's a bunch of rocks and that type of cover down on this end of the lake.
Chris Childers guides on Clear Lake out in California. Certainly a bucket list lake for a lot of bass anglers. Jimmy Houston and Denny Brower when I come back from the coffee pot.
Hi, this is Rick Pope with Temple Fork Outfitters. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it and listening to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
There's a Marksman firearm store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman firearm stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com. I've relied completely on buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my buffalo wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
Several years ago, the camp house was at a boat ramp on Lake Murray, Oklahoma. And our special guest was Hall of Famer Jimmy Houston.
Jimmy Houston, welcome to the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Camp House. What do you think of it?
Hey, I think it's great, man. This is the best place in the world to have an office.
Yeah, we love it, man. We just love it. Thanks for taking the time to sit down and visit with us.
We could just about catch a fish from right here. It'd take a pretty long cast, but I believe we can do it.
By golly, I bet if we want to bad enough, we can get it done.
I tell you.
We can get it done. Jimmy Houston, let's just look at this real quick. Professional Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, and I'm just now, I'm talking about your wife. I hadn't even gotten to you yet. I'm talking about Chris. America's favorite fisherman. Now, that's debatable at your house, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's kind of debatable, I think, in a lot of places, but we've kind of, I don't know where that moniker really come from, but it happened several years ago, and it's okay with me. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'd like to be favored at something.
No. Hey, you are America's guy when it comes to bass fishing in the outdoors. And what a career God's blessed you with, huh?
Well, there's no doubt about that, Billy. We've had a great time, and, you know, we've been on next year will be our 34th year on national television, which is a long, long time.
Yeah.
Started when I was like 4 or 5 years old, something like that.
Yeah, right. But we're celebrating Jimmy's 40th birthday.
Yeah, it's been really great. It really has. It's a lot of fun. You know, I met a tremendous amount of great people.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best thing. The whole deal is, you know, I've got to fish with governors and presidents and movie stars and NASCAR drivers and just whatever, you name it.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of athletes. And that's really neat. And a great thing about it is that you find that fishing, you know, ties everybody together. It doesn't matter. You know, I was in an airplane one time going through Dallas, and I saw a guy sitting in right up in front of me across the aisle. And my seat on Delta is 2B, so it's 2B or not to be. And I noticed he kept looking back at me, and I kind of looked at him, and I thought, my golly, I said, that's Captain Kirk from the Starship Enterprise right there on his Delta airline. And he kept looking, and so we got off the airplane, and I couldn't remember his name. It's William Shatner, but I remember Captain Kirk. And so we got off the airplane, and they started up the jetway, and I said, Captain Kirk. And he turned around, and I said, I just want to meet you. I'm Jimmy Houston. And he turned around to his wife or girlfriend, whatever it was, and he said, I told you that was Jimmy. I told you that was him. And I said, you like to fish. And of course, he's had that show, Boston Legal,
right,
in which he talks about fishing a lot, but he didn't fish much on the Starship. And
yeah.
And he said, oh, I love it. She just bought me a new rod reel. And so we visited about 10 minutes. But it's kind of unusual when you find that people like, the captain of Starship Enterprise loves to fish. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, fishing is just a universal language. Brings a lot of smiles to a lot of people's faces. And it's a great way to, it's so much easier to introduce a kid to the outdoors through fishing than it is through a deer rifle. That step can come second very easily, but, boy, what a great way to introduce
it. It is. You know, the thing about hunting, of course, is you have seasons. They tell you when to start. You can start hunting, when you can quit. You know, we just had a girl here in Oklahoma kill a bear, the first bear killed by a woman in Oklahoma, unless one was killed illegally or run over by a truck or something sometime. Uh-huh. But that just happened this past week. But yeah, it takes – there's a lot more to hunting than there is fishing. And the thing about fishing is you can go anywhere within a mile or two of anybody's house, almost anywhere in America, and certainly within 5 or 10 miles, even if you live in the city, and find a place to go fishing.
Yeah.
And where we are here in southeastern Oklahoma, where our ranch is and where we live over in northeastern Oklahoma on Lake Ten Killer, we're blessed with just an abundance of water. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a half a dozen major reservoirs within a couple of hours of here.
Sure, absolutely.
And it's pretty much that way all over Oklahoma, all over Texas, and you know, I travel all over the world, and you know, this country is really blessed with great places to fish everywhere.
Oh yeah, and no matter what you want to do, if you want to saltwater fish, you're just a few hours away from it, no matter where you live in this nation.
Sure, we're pretty much surrounded by water. If it wasn't for Canada up there, we'd have water all the way around.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now you were talking about some of the people that you get to rub elbows with. I noticed that you left my friend Wally Marshall's name out of that.
You know, I've fished with Wally for many, many years. I actually started fishing with Wally when he first started getting started, and before he became Mr. Crappie. And when I go out with him, I like that we catch a bunch of crappie. I'll pick up a rod and we'll start catching bass just to make him angry, you know. I was fishing with him one time, and a bass started schooling around us, and I grabbed a rod and a Cordell hotspot or something and started catching just one right after another. And I told him, I said, Wally, pick that rod up and catch some of these bass. And he said, I ain't catching any of them trash fish.
Yeah.
He kept crappie fishing with a roadrunner. And I was catching, you know, a lot of those fish were 3, 4, and 5 pounders. It was schooling. It was just incredible.
It doesn't get any more fun than that.
He refused to catch them, though. He did.
We were crappie fishing. I know he's taking you out to Cedar Creek before.
Oh, yeah, fish Cedar Creek.
He and I were on Cedar Creek a few weeks ago, and we're just snagging those crappie left and right.
Tremendous lake when I tell in Dallas.
Shooting those docks.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I hooked a catfish, a 2 or 3 pound catfish, and I reached for the net, and he said, don't put that slimy thing in.
Catch a lot. You know, I paid my way through college selling catfish, so I've caught literally thousands of them. So
yeah,
I've kind of got a love affair with the catfish myself.
I've seen you fly fish. I've seen you perch fish. I've seen you catch crappie.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it's a bite, you don't care. Do you?
I really don't. You know, we got to go sturgeon fishing this last year. My daughter and I, she caught, first fish she caught was 6'11" inches long. 6'11" long. And we caught, these sturgeon were like 180 pounds. And you know, I've salt water fished all over the country.
Sure.
I fished in Africa, really kind of all over the world. We actually fished the Sea of Galilee.
Really?
And which is Lake Genesaret. So it doesn't matter to me. As long as we get something on the end of the rod, I'm perfectly happy. And, I'm like everybody else. I like a big old bass or whatever. But you know, I have fun catching a 10-inch bass or a 10-pound bass.
It doesn't make any difference. You giggle like a kid every time.
The bigger the better, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Size matters.
Yeah, and you're pretty.
My goodness, what fun Robin and I have had coast to coast and border to border with this radio show over the past decade. And lots of times that involved pro anglers like Jimmy Houston or this Hall of Famer, Denny Brower.
What an advantage these young men have, because they've got about 6 television channels, thousands of websites, lots of information out there that they can study before they hit the water. You didn't have that advantage.
Now, they truly do have the shortcuts nowadays, all the videos, the books, the TV shows, as you mentioned. It's a shortcut to that knowledge, but still you got to have that time on the water. And, you know, they're very competitive. We are at all ages, but especially at that age where they're at right now.
Well, I tell you, you've done it all. What are your goals? I want to know what your goals are.
Well, I guess I really don't have any anymore. The sport has been very, very good to me. I've really enjoyed it. I've been at it a long, long time.
Yeah.
And some of the goals were kind of hard to achieve, and they took time. But I've really at a stage in my career right now and in my life where I'm just enjoying it and kind of going with the flow. You'd always like to do some of the things that were your goals over again.
Right.
So we're never complacent that way. You always want to go out there and do your best and try to win. But I'm just kind of kicked back. working hard at it and hoping for the best each tournament. And I realize at my age, my physical skills aren't what they used to be. So hopefully I can figure out a little strategy to overcome them. You know, we can use that as an excuse when we have a bad tournament. Anyway.
There you go. That's right. That's exactly right. Now, anytime I have one of you bass pros on, we do a little deal called the Big Billy Kinder Bassmaster Sponsor segment, where I give you 15 seconds to name as many of your sponsors as you can in 15 seconds. Now, right now, Kelly Jordan is winning this thing, but I believe you can beat him. So, we're going to start the clock on Denny Brower. You've got 15 seconds to name as many of your sponsors as you can. Go.
Strike King Lure Company, Ranger Boats, Evan Reed Motors, Gemini Sports, True Tungsten.
Come on, Denny.
Well, you're putting the pressure on me now. Mustad Hooks.
Time is up.
Oh, man.
I think
I'm just getting ready to say Busch Beer.
See?
Hey, we'll be right back with Rick Klund.
Your kids and their friends have never had a birthday party like this, and they'll never forget a Cinnamon Creek Ranch birthday party either.
We do a lot of birthday parties. We have two birthday party rooms, $300, and that's for 10 kids. We provide them with hot dogs, popcorn, drinks, and they get to come here for 2.5 hours, and we have two instructors that usually stay in here with them the entire time. Show all the kids basically how to shoot. We have different size bows, but yeah, it's a blast. And then we usually kind of split the time up. We'll have them come in here for a little while. They'll eat cake and their popcorn and hot dogs, and then we'll take them out in the arena and let them play archery tag. We provide everything, so they're not required to bring anything at all.
With a complete lunch and dinner menu, the world's largest indoor archery facility, private birthday and conference rooms, the most knowledgeable archery staff on planet Earth, and a turnkey, all-equipment-provided experience for your corporate event, family reunion, or birthday party. We've built an incredible facility with you in mind at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner. Together, creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
And a 12 with a 10-inch drop tine. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Taking a little break from the coronavirus coverage and scare that has gripped the entire planet, just to rest our minds a little bit and talk about bass fishing some for an hour or two. And we appreciate you being in the camp house with us today at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. You know, when you're old enough to qualify for the senior discount at the cafe, you're not supposed to still be winning Bassmaster Elite events. But Rick Klein plays by his own set of rules.
Yeah, thank you. You'll have to excuse me. I'm going to sound a little weary because I am.
I know you're weary. You have to be, man. It's a grind. This is a young man's game, and you're the young man that keeps winning these things. And that's just so awesome to see. I know you've heard it 1,000 times, but congratulations on that St. John's win.
Thank you.
It's so difficult. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and after we fish all day on the bow of the boat, the next day our bodies are sore. And it's a tough grind. Fishing, when you dedicate yourself to it and you put your mind and body into every cast all day long and focus, it will wear you down. It's a tough grind fishing professionally, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, in fact, that brings back a memory. Actually, Randy White, the Dallas Cowboy, fished with me one time years and years ago. And we fished all day long. And at the end of the day, he said, I have never been this tired in my whole life. Pro football player.
Yeah, yeah. One of the very, very best to ever play the game, Randy White. You've got that St. John figured out, Rick. My goodness. How did you fish it differently this time around than when you won that thing 3 years ago?
Well, of course, everybody heard, you know, and we found, you know, that the hurricanes they've had really had removed a lot of the eelgrass, which is real critical to Lake George fishery as far as where the fish are and how where they might end up spawning. And if the eelgrass is pretty much was all gone and from the storms and the high water and all that. So I fished it. There were still dollar pads in that area, and I fished it, but I couldn't get anything but a couple of real tiny fish. So I started looking for the best looking habitat the closest to that area, because I figured if these fish moved, or then maybe they would, that was where they'd gone to, and that's just a guess. But so I did, and that's what I ended up finding an area that had boat docks, had a few reeds, and then had dollar pads, and and we hit it a perfect storm there. These fish were cold weather for several weeks. First day of practice was 55 degrees. By the tournament started, it was about 65. So everything, you know, had. In fact, I had caught my bigger fish when I found this area the first day of practice. I caught a 6 and a 10 on what's called a Hail Mary lipless crankbait. But they were on the ends of docks. And there were a few of them right on the very outer edges of the, the dollar pads. The first day of the tournament, I started in there. And I threw the Hail Mary around the ends of the docks and sides of them. And after about 2 hours, I'd caught 1 2.5-pounder. And so I said, you know, looking at the water temperature, I said, I'm going to move on the backsides. And that's immediately pitching a worm. I caught 2 4-pounders, and I caught a 5-something on the spinnerbait. So it's really, it was just, I fished it quite a bit different. I fished an area I really had never fished before. And it, of course, that's fishing. You have to know what the fish are doing and how they're changing. And it was pretty obvious there. They all moved to the bank.
When you have fished and done this at such a high level for such a long time, Rick, you're pretty much a biologist with all you have to know to go out and execute what you have to do after all these years, and you figured it out again. We're just tickled to see it. Hey, tell me about your dad. You've got a work ethic that has got some roots. I bet your dad was a hardworking man.
Well, he was. Probably more important to me was that he wasn't afraid to fail and he wouldn't give up. And as far as hard working, when he wasn't working, we would be wading some creek in Oklahoma or chasing squirrels or deer hunting. And even back when I was a 6-7 year old kid, he would wear me out fishing all day, wading down these creeks. It had nothing to do with competition. He just loved to do it. And I learned a lot of that from him, as far as just staying with it, not giving up, and you know, keep an open mind and all of that.
Well, and you do that very well. That pacing that you learned from your dad, the how to pace yourself and go all day, that can last a lifetime, can't it?
Well, yeah, it is. So you know, every game you play, every sport you play, for you to do it at as high as level, you know, everything has to work in harmony: your mind, your body, and your soul. And it's if any of those are not working at their highest level, then the others too suffer. So I have to do things to really keep mentally sharp. I have to do things to be getting the right energies from the right people. I have to do things to, you know, to stay physically at 72. You know, in the winter, when we're in off season, I live in the Ozarks. You know, we're climbing hills and I'm usually looking for mushrooms or I'm chopping wood. You know, I don't do anything except that kind of stuff, to try it. So when I get to a tournament, because it's a 4-day event, and the problem with cuts is it's like if you're a basketball player and the coach only lets you play 2 quarters. If you don't make the cuts a lot, then you're only playing 2 or 3 quarters. So that's what you get in shape for. And then all of a sudden the coach goes, "Hey, Rick, you got to play the whole game." Well, then you go into that fourth quarter where you're going to have what it takes to fish at a high level.
A lot of young people really need to be perking up their ears and listening to what Rick Klun is saying, because that's a valuable lesson. That's a whole lot more valuable than, hey, you throw a white spinnerbait. And we can all learn from that. When you first started bass fishing professionally, it wasn't really, I mean, people didn't look at that as a profession. When people really started taking it seriously back in the day and bass fishing started catching on, everyone just looked at you like weekend anglers out doing this for fun. There was a lot more to it than that. And it took some gumption to decide, you know what, I'm going all in. It was a controversial decision, wasn't it, to decide to be a full-time professional angler?
Oh, yeah, especially back then. You know, again, my dad, when I told him, you know, he said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, you know you're going to starve to death, but if that's what you want to do, do it." And he was right. For the first 2, almost 3 years, you know, I pretty well lost everything I own personally. And finally won the Classic. And, of course, I was trying to guide before that, but nobody knew who Rick Klun was. I was trying to guide on Lake Conroe, which was young, you know, 2 or 3 year old lake. Wasn't like living in Toledo, which people had heard about all over the country. But when I won the Classic, all of a sudden everything turned around. That's when guide service went crazy and sponsors showed up. But it's still risky. I still watch these young kids come in, and you know, some of them have some good backing, some of them don't. So it hadn't changed in that respect a whole lot.
Well, it's getting better all the time, and you're a major, major reason for that. Rick, what a pleasure to talk to you again. Thank you for the time, and go get them this weekend.
Thank you.
Rick Klun, he's 73 years old, turned 74 on July 24th this summer, and he's out there grinding away every day on the Bassmaster Elite Tour. Hey, I'm going to take a little break, stretch my legs for a minute or two, but when I come back, another big hour, another Hall of Famer, Mark Davis, followed by another Hall of Famer, Kevin Van Dam, followed by another Hall of Famer, Hank Parker. We're loaded to the hilt for you bass guys today at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I'm sure glad you're here with us.
Hey, everybody. It's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle from Hayden, Alabama. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it or I'm using the bathroom. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Well, not the using the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We're sure glad you're here with us today. This corner of the old camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula that's specifically built for your dog. And that means there are a lot of different Pro Plan formulas. Choose the one that's perfect for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma and Arkansas, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. If you live in Florida, your spawn has pretty much already come and gone. And across the south, from the Florida Panhandle to Texas, that spring spawn is just cranking up. Further up north, like Rainy Lake, Minnesota, well, I talked to my buddy Woody Woods the other day. He said that ice out is not far away, but they're still iced up, and it's been a long, tough winter. Their spring is on down the road, but it's that time of year when we all start thinking about warmer weather and spawning bass. We're celebrating those big bass on the show today by talking to some of the top anglers that have ever fished for them. This hour, that includes Hall of Famers like Mark Davis and Hank Parker, Kevin Van Dam, and a whole bunch more. You know, one of the best bass lakes in North America is Okeechobee. Well, Bass Pro Shops has unveiled their plans for an Okeechobee Fishing Resort and Marina, a world-class fishing resort. Tom Jowett, Vice President of Design and Development for Bass Pro Shop, said the Okeechobee Resort Project is one of three major resorts that Bass Pro is developing in Florida. The Floridian Sports Club is near Jacksonville. Valhalla is on an island near Marathon. And at the Okeechobee Resort, Tom says our goal is to create a destination that's friendly and inviting to the entire world. He said the resort will include a lodge with 80 rooms in the first phase and expansion to 120 rooms later, a restaurant, RV camping, and glamping units, a tent with air conditioning and indoor plumbing. The Uncle Buck's Fishbowl Restaurant will give diners the illusion that they're actually underwater. It should be something else, over the top, just like we've become accustomed to with Johnny Morris and his projects. No word on when construction will begin. Hey, in most Alabama counties, spring turkey season opens today. Runs through May 3rd. This is the spring opener in Georgia as well. Good luck, and hey, we want to see pictures. Send them in for the bragging board. You can do that at bbkoradio.com. Arizona hunters will still have an opportunity to receive a hunt permit for select 2020 elk hunts. There are 824 leftover hunt permit tags. Those remaining hunt permit tags will be available for purchase on a first-come, first-served basis beginning this Monday at 8 a.m. Details at bbkoradio.com. And after Monday, if there are any other leftover hunt permit tags, they'll be available for purchase beginning at 8 a.m. Monday, March 30th. They do a moose survey every year in Minnesota, and it's in for this year. And for the ninth year in a row, Minnesota's moose population is stable. But reproductive success, one of the factors that has the greatest impact on moose survival over time, remains low. We've got a link to the survey results at bbkoradio.com. Hey, this is good news. With all of this bad disease news going on around the world, in Colorado, there's a little good news. the tide has turned in the fight against whirling disease. You fly fishermen know what I'm talking about. Whirling disease first impacted Colorado's rainbow trout back in the mid-90s and eliminated many wild trout populations. The aquatic tragedy sparked a decades-long effort by Colorado Parks and Wildlife research scientists to find a remedy and reestablish populations. Whirling disease can cause a serious affliction in some species of trout and salmon. The waterborne parasite may not directly kill trout, but severely infected young trout often develop debilitating deformities of the skull and spinal column, or display the erratic tail-chasing behavior that gives whirling disease its name. Since 2003, the researchers have been crossing a strain of rainbow trout resistant to the disease with other strains of rainbows. The hope is to develop a trout that will fend off whirling disease. And now, after more than 20 years of study, frustration, experimentation, and dogged persistence by Colorado Parks and Wildlife's aquatic researchers, the tide has turned in the fight against the dreaded whirling disease. Whirling disease-resistant rainbows are now thriving in the wild, and the agency is collecting their spawn, enabling hatcheries to propagate millions of fish that'll be distributed to rivers and streams throughout the state. Hats off to the many researchers over the past several decades that have worked for this success in the state of Colorado. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula, 30% protein, 20% fat. 89% of the field trial champions across North America are fed Pro Plan Performance Formula. And it's right down the road at Atwood's Ranch and Home Store.
I'm Canadian Moose Guide Norm McCrate. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant and African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
There's a Marksman firearms store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range and big 3.5-inch turkey loads too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com.
Folks, this is old Henry J. Clevispen, editor and stud duck of the Buzzard Roost News, political news that ain't politically correct. Now, we put this illustrious monthly paper together with the help of my mule barn partner, S.K. Bevels, and our office staff, Nellie Frecklebelly and the Fud Parker sisters, and our crackerjack investigative reporter, old Buzzard Roost Bubba. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like it. You can get the paper version or the online version at BuzzardRoofNewsOnline.com.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors isn't breaking outdoor news. You have that in your hand or pocket every minute of the day. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is about the people, places, wildlife, and wonder that the outdoors, hunting, fishing, and the shooting sports bring to millions in the U.S. and Canada. From Miami to Seattle, the Gulf of Mexico to the Yukon, every week we celebrate our heritage and lifestyle. Maybe you should consider advertising with us. Just drop us a note at sales@bdkoradio.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Screen that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
3 buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
One of my favorite pro bass anglers to hang out with is a good old boy from Mount Ida, Arkansas. Hall of Famer, Mark Davis. Mount Ida.
Roughly 1,000.
Oh, okay. It's bigger than I thought it was. So y'all have a football team.
We do have a football team. In fact, the county, not very many people live in the town of Mount Ida, but the county's pretty good size. Everyone lives out rural around the lake, and it's one of those kind of areas.
Yeah. Now, in your part of the country, you got to learn how to fish clear water at an early age, or else you're just not going to make it. You might as well go to work at the sale barn or something, you know?
Absolutely. I was blessed in growing up in Hot Springs and having a lot of 5 lakes around there within an hour's drive, and Lake Washita being right in the middle of it, and that's kind of where I set up base camp.
Yep. And who first took you fishing? How'd you get hooked on this stuff?
My fondest memories as a kid was in grade school, second, third, fourth grade. Dad picking me up from the schoolhouse with a boat in tow and straight to the lake. So it was Dad.
And you never get over that, do you, man? It just gets better and better.
Absolutely. You know, he got me started. And you know, he worked hard for a living. He was a contractor, and he didn't really believe. Now, when I got, you know, I was one of those kids at about 10, 11 years old, I want to make a living fishing. He's like, no, son, you know, no one was really making a living fishing back in those days. And, you know, Bobby Murray won the first Bassmasters Classic. He was from Hot Springs. So we kind of had an idea that it could be done, and but Dad was kind of against it until I kind of got my career started, then he was all for it.
Yeah. Well, and he should have been, because you've done well. 2005 Bassmaster Classic champion. Is that feeling still as fresh today as it was then when you held that trophy high?
Well, you know, at times it seems like it was just yesterday, and at other times it seems like it was a million years ago. But, yeah, it's still fresh in my mind, and it's something you'll never forget and always want to do it again.
Mark, have you got a favorite body of water? Just one place, if you had 10 days off to go, where would you go?
Well, you know, the answer to that actually changes, you know, lakes cycle. And probably currently today, if I could pick a lake, it would be up north. I love fish for smallmouth, and that's probably going to surprise a lot of people, but it would probably be you know, the Sturgeon Bay area up in northern Wisconsin is great. Lake St. Clair is great, and a lot of those smallmouth lakes. And if I had a vacation, and which, you know, who would think a professional angler would want to go fishing on his vacation, but I actually do. I like to, in fact, every summer I've got 13-year-old twins, and we go somewhere up north and spend a week or 10 days fishing for those big smallmouth, and it's just a blast.
Yeah, you know, we go up to, we take a trip to catch our walleye because we like to eat those walleye, Mark. We go up every June or July up to South Dakota and catch our walleye, and then while we're there, we'll break out that lightweight crappie rod, and we'll catch those 2, 3, 4 pound smallmouth on that stuff. It's like having a pig on a rope, man. There's nothing more fun than that in that clear water up there up north. Talk to us about fishing deep water, Mark. Make us a better angler today. What can we do to improve our deep structure fishing?
Oh, everyone always wants a shortcut, and you know, the electronics that we have nowadays, get better with your electronics for one thing. You can eliminate a lot of water, but you also have to realize, you know, there's nothing that replaces a cast with a lure to find fish, but your electronics can certainly narrow down that search for you a lot. It's not that you're always going to go out there and see the fish on the depth finder and catch them, but you can learn to identify a structure, cover on the structure, know what you're looking at as far as bait fish and as far as fish, and then to be a little more technical, learn what a bass looks like on there. And that's easy to say and it's hard to do, but, you know, you've got to be able to know, you know, that's a group of bass, or they're sitting, you know, near the bottom. And the way they're positioned tells me a lot. I can run over a school of fish, and most of the time I can tell you whether they're bass or not. You know, you've got all kinds of fish out there. We don't even think about it. You've got big shad, you've got white bass, you've got striped bass, you've got rough fish. But learn to identify, and the way you do that is by seeing fish on the depth finder and then, you know, catching them. And not always. It's not 100%. I can't always tell you for certain that they're bass, but most of the time, if I see a group of fish, I can, 9 times out of 10, I can tell you, yeah, that's a school of bass, and then pick up a lure and throw out there and prove to myself that they are bass. But that is... that's probably the biggest shortcut. Other than that, you know, figuring out there's always a key depth. And don't get caught up in fishing at 15 feet of water, then at 23 feet of water, then at 18 feet of water. There's usually one depth on a given day, depending on the time of the year, water temperature, water clarity, where the fish is kind of the key depth. And it may be, sometimes that depth can be broad, as broad as, say, 18 to 25 feet. But identify that depth, and then, you know, from one area to the next, stay in that depth, and that helps you a lot.
Man, I think you touched on something that all of us, or I'm going to say 80% of anglers need to do, and that's learn more about their graphics and how to use their graphics. This stuff is changing and getting better and better and better. We need to change and learn with it. We can't take what we knew on a paper graph a lot of years ago and translate that necessarily.
You know, there was a time, and at the time, you know, we were using a red line flasher.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
And I was really good at reading one, and along came the paper graph. And then along came, you know, screen sonar. And now we're at down imaging and side imaging, and who knows what's coming next. It just continually gets better. So it is important, especially for the older guys that's been in the sport, especially now, you know, the kids, the young guys coming up, you know, their learning curve is shorter now. But, you know, the older guys, you know, you've got to stay up with the times, and it's a challenge. You know, you've got to not only purchase that equipment, but learn how to use it to its full potential. You know, a lot of guys won't go out there and just turn it on, and they don't play with it. But you've got to play with it. You've got to adjust it and learn all you can about it.
Yeah. Spend some time with that rod in the rod box and cruising that lake at low speed and reading it and seeing what it's telling you, seeing what it's showing you there. If we were going to go to supper tonight, where would we go, Mark? What do you like to eat?
Well, you can tell by looking at me, I like just about everything. I had a big steak last night. Tonight, I think fried catfish might be on the menu.
Man, I tell you, we're going to get along, brother. We're going to get along good. Well, I can't thank you enough for sitting down and visiting with me. It's truly a pleasure. Hey, maybe one of these days we'll wet a hook together and I'll teach you a thing or two.
I'd love to do it. Let's do it sometime.
I'll teach you how to make a catfish hoagie sandwich and eat it for lunch. That's what I can do.
I like that.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
I'm professional angler Kevin Van Dam, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, let's go fishing.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, MANUF.com. I learned years ago that nobody but nobody can make wild game taste better than my friend Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. I also learned years ago that I need to keep a feral hog in my freezer at all times because Joe works magic with them.
Well, basically, you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good, and people don't think so. But, you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller. And then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. They take less than 4 minutes to cook them in a microwave, or you can steam them. But if you steam them, it's just like you just made them. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
After your successful hog hunt, it's got to be Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR WildGameProcessing.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you're in camp with us today as we celebrate big green bass on the show. Hey, how would your wife react, or your parents, whoever, if you showed up at the dinner table tonight and said, you know what, guys, I'm quitting my job. I'm quitting school. I am going to be a pro bass fisherman. Here's how that conversation went at home for Kevin Van Dam and some other names that you know.
Kevin Van Dam, when you decided you were going to fish for a living, did anyone in your family look at you and go, Kevin, let's talk about this? That's crazy.
My grandfather was adamant that I, you know, do something different, need to get a real job, go to college, to learn something else, to have a normal job. So, you know, he got to see a little bit of the success that I had in the beginning, but he truly never got to see before he passed away, everything that I did, which is something that, you know, is a little bit regrettable. But, so my parents were always supportive. My family's been supportive. But my grandfather, he just didn't understand it, you know.
Well, I can understand that. Well, I would say that it worked out okay for you.
Yeah, it's been a smart choice for me.
The road wasn't quite as bumpy for Randy Howell.
Hey, Randy, when you told your family that you wanted to be a professional angler, you wanted to fish for a living, what'd they say to you? What was their reaction?
Well, I'm an only child. My mom and dad, I grew up in a little fishing marina business, so my mom and dad weren't real surprised because they kind of were wanting me to do what I was wanting to do at the same time. So with me, it worked out good, but they always believed in me and said I could do it. They knew I could do it, and I think that's what helped me a lot, is just never thinking that I couldn't do it. They always believed in me, and that helped me have confidence in myself, and, you know, and I knew it was the Lord's will and the timing, and it's taken a while, you know, the first few years getting over the hump, but, you know, it's been a great career. Been doing it now for 20 two or three years. I'm 42 years old, started when I was 18, right out of high school. So we've been real blessed to get to make a living doing what we love to do.
Yeah, when you won that Classic, did that change things?
Yeah, winning that Classic in 14 really just put the icing on the cake. You know, we had a good career and good sponsors and everything was going good, but we still didn't have that big championship title that I really needed. So that just helped a lot with all my sponsors and with, you know, with the, and it helped grow the fan base a lot, and it gave me more opportunities to speak at more churches and reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ and a King's Home too. And so it's been a great, great opportunity.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, and it was no accident that you won it. Good to see you, Randy.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. We'll see you hopefully again soon.
When you hand me the keys to my boat.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll see you before then, I hope.
How about Mike Iaconelli?
When you told your family that you wanted to fish for a living, Mike, what'd they say to you? You're nuts?
Well, my family didn't say that. Most of my friends, classmates, peers, all thought I was crazy. My family actually supported it.
Yeah.
But they were the ones that kind of started it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they got me doing, got me involved in the sport when I was just, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old.
Yeah.
And they watched me as I kind of fell in love with bass in my early teens. And so they watched the process.
Right.
So they were all very, very supportive of it. But a lot of my friends thought I was crazy.
Yeah, thought you were nuts. And now they're all going, you know, maybe we should have followed in his footsteps on that deal. That would have been okay. I know you've told the story a million times about how fishing affected you when you were a kid.
Yeah.
So it's got to thrill you when you look across the country and see fishing in colleges, fishing in high schools, man.
That's a great feeling. I think all of us are proud. Anybody, you know, anybody that's a veteran of the sport feels like they were a part of the growth of the sport. And I do, too. And that's so exciting. So exciting to see it, you know, when you have young fans come to a tournament or one of our Bass University classes or message you on social media, and they're 10, 12, 15, 18, and they're eager and they're hungry. Man, it's such a good feeling to see that. You know, you feel like you're passing it on to the next generation.
Yeah, a lady came up to me at church back in November, and she knew I was in the outdoor business, and she said, hey, my grandson wants a fishing rod for Christmas. I said, that's great. She said, no, it's not. It's a $500 fishing rod. So you know the kid's been studying.
He's been studying hard, yeah. I think he's looking at the Ish Monroe rods or something for $500. I don't know.
You could probably find him a bargain.
I'll find him a bargain. Ike Series rods are only $130.
See, there we go. Now we're talking. Good luck, Ike.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Interesting stories from Luke Clausen, Matt Heron, Dave Lefebvre.
Luke, we're going to start with you. Same question to all you guys. When you first told your family that you wanted to fish for a living instead of a real job, how'd they take that?
Not well. They told me to get a real job. Give it up, yeah.
Did you get a little pressure from your folks or the wife or who?
No, from my parents. But I was young enough at that time I really didn't care. So
yeah.
I just went and did what I wanted to do anyway.
So you went on. It's a good thing you did.
Yeah, I'm glad it was a good decision.
It's working out for you. It's working out. Matt, how about you? Did anybody tell you you were nuts?
Oh, yeah, mom, dad, wife. You know, I'm 38 years old. Walk in the kitchen, tell the wife, baby, I'm going fishing for a living. She cried for about 2 weeks. And finally, she come in there one night and she says, I don't care what you do for a living, but the day you can't pay the bills fishing, you can come home and get a job and learn how to say, do you want a biggie size that? I don't care as long as you pay the bills. So,
hey, that'll make you fish harder, brother.
That's it, man.
That'll keep you focused. Dave Lefebvre, how about you, man? Anybody give you any trouble when you said, I want to fish?
Yeah, I think everybody in my family did except for my grandma and my gramps.
Really?
Yeah, I had an art scholarship to go do something with myself, you know. And when I didn't go to college, well, you know, back then not everybody went to college like they do now.
Right.
So I had a choice to make, and I ended up going the fishing way, and they weren't too happy with me, let's put it that way. But they deny it now. They don't remember it.
Yeah, don't fess up to that now. At what point in your career did that happen when they said, you know what, he can do this. He's pretty good.
I had a good first year, right? My rookie year, I fished the Bass Tour and the FLW Tour. And I did well. I made the Classic, made the Tour Cup, you know, and won a lot of money that first year, more than my dad was making. So they changed their tune right off the bat. And then ever since, it's all been 100% behind me. So
when your dad saw your paycheck, check, they come to you and say, hey, Dave, tell me about this fishing thing. Can I get in there? Can I do the, you know, how do I get in?
My dad asked to borrow $7,000 last week.
Andy Morgan, Brian Thrift, and Cody Meyer.
Andy, at some point in your life, you said, I'm going to fish for a living. And I'm sure some people looked at you sideways, didn't they?
Yeah, about half of them. You know, all my buddies, my family, like, you're a fool. Fish for a living? You know, no, to be truthful, where I live right there in East Tennessee, it was a possibility.
Yeah.
Now, it's a lot more popular now with the high school fishing,
oh, yeah,
et cetera, but when I came through high school, I missed my high school graduation because of a bass tournament.
I love it, man. That's great. That's great. Well, we knew right then what you were. You went to college on graduation night, didn't you?
I did. I went to, speaking of college, I went a semester and a half and had a bass tournament. That was the end of my college career right there. And we'll leave it at that.
Brian Thrift, how about you? When you said, I'm going to fish for a living, I'm going to smell like fish the rest of my life, what'd your folks say?
Oh, they were all for it. I really didn't have anybody telling me that it wasn't a thing to do, you know. I'm not far from Andy Morgan over in North Carolina, and it, like he said, it's a viable option. You know, there's so many tournaments. I mean, you can make a living fishing local stuff around the house.
Right, yeah. So, well, you're making a living on a bigger stage than that and doing it pretty doggone good, man. You know how to stick a hook in a green one's face.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll stumble into one, find a big dumb one every once in a while.
Cody Meyer, don't you wish when you were in high school that they had fishing for curriculum?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I live in Northern California, unlike Andy and Brian. So bass fishing in California is not the big thing. It's all saltwater. If it's not sushi, you really don't care about it. So I wish they had that. You know, they didn't have the college fishing, all that. I would have been super jacked up to try to catch them and go to some big university back then. But you know what? I have no regrets. I love doing what I do, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
How about pressure from outside folks, outside of your decision to fish for a living? Did you get any of that?
You know, I did. A little bit. I mean, my parents were real supportive. You know, I actually, I went to school and I worked, and then it got to the point where, hey, I can actually make more money fishing and work half the year. And so it was really kind of an easy decision.
Interesting backstories from some of the top bass anglers on planet Earth. Speaking of top bass anglers, Hank Parker's a Hall of Famer, and we're going to visit with Hank next.
It's Hank Parker. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake. And our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter.
predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Bring the kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
It was 2013 when Hank Parker and I were working at the same event. And afterwards, we had a little sit-down. I sure enjoyed the visit.
I'm sure when this television thing started, you had no idea that, 27 years later it'd still be going?
You know, we just took it a day at a time, and it's been fun. I had no idea how long the ride would be, but it was something I love to do, and I've had a good time, and I want to continue as long as I can, but it is surprising that it's lasted this long.
You started fishing, when you were 16 years old? What got you interested in bass fishing in particular, fishing?
You know, when I was a kid, my grandfather took me redbreast fishing down on the Okmulgee River in Georgia, and it was just so fascinating to be able to sight fish, and you'd see these fish that were spawning, and they were nesting, and you could cast to them. And as I got older, you know, we didn't have that redbreast fishing in North Carolina where I live, but we had bass fishing, and bass fishing was similar. And I just got absolutely fascinated and hooked on fishing at a real, real young age, probably 6, 7, 8 years old. And then when I was 10, 11 years old, I kind of gravitated toward bass. And by the time I was 16, I was hooked completely.
You were eat up with it. When did you kind of look at your fishing and say, you know what, I'm pretty good at this. I think I can beat those older guys.
You know, I had no options. I wasn't qualified to do anything other than pick up tin cans on the side of the road, and aluminum prices were extremely low. And, you know, don't litter, don't mess with Texas. You know how that kind of started in North Carolina. People weren't throwing their cans out, so it was hard to make a living doing that. So I had my other option was going fishing, so I chose fishing.
And you did well. A couple of Bassmaster Classics. What's it take to win a classic? And don't say luck, doggone it.
Well, you know, it is the harder you work, the luckier you'll get. You'll find that always. But it doesn't matter whether it's a Bassmaster Classic, or it doesn't matter if it's a club championship. It doesn't matter what it is. I've never really been motivated by the money. I've always been motivated by the competition. And you got to focus, and you got to understand who you're fishing against, understand the water you're fishing against, and understand the capability of what that lake is. You know, you go to some lakes and you realize, boy, you're going to get so few bites. You don't want to catch fish in practice. You want to really be conservative.
conservative. You go to other lakes that everybody's going to catch a limit of fish, so you got to get a better grade of fish. So you got to catch fish in practice to understand. So part of being able to compete, and today it's so much easier than it was in the past because there's so much history that you can look up about a lake and about a tournament on the internet that you kind of know what it takes to win. So you've got to know the personality of that lake going in for that particular time of year to know kind of what you're shooting for.
I've heard you say before that one of your favorite parts of fishing is figuring out a new body of water. You really enjoy the study that goes into it. Somebody pulling up on a lake for the very first time, dumping the boat in, what are you looking for?
You know, again, you go back to a little bit of research. You got to ask yourself now, is it spawning season? Is it pre-spawn? Is it post-spawn? Are the fish keying in on food or a spawning area? So you determine what you're looking for. And one of the things that I tell people when fish are keying in on bait, look for the birds. Go find the birds. They're going to show you where the bait is every time without exception. They fish for a living, so they're going to be where the bait is. You find the bait, you find the cover, and then you have this big tackle box. I like to call it a toolbox because fishing lures are nothing but tools. And you look into your fishing toolbox and you say, now what lure do I have that would most thoroughly fish this structure? And you choose a bait accordingly. You know, you look at the size of the bait fish the fish are feeding on, and you take all that into consideration, and then you start with your lure selection, and it's just a process of elimination. We're going to try this, we're going to try this, and we're going to try this. And it's always important to keep that process of elimination going in an order that you can keep up with, and you know, you don't go back and start repeating yourself. Once you've eliminated water, eliminated the lure, move on, move on. A lot of people get hung up. I tell people, if you want to be a better fisherman, then leave your favorite bait at home for a year. There's so many people that rely on a bait. They don't read the water. Hey, I caught them on this lipless crankbait three times in a row. That's all I'm going to throw. And that is a very, very bad habit and a pit to fall into. Leave your favorite bait at home for a year, and you'll learn to be more effective at reading water and discerning what lure you need to use to catch fish under all sorts of circumstances and conditions.
And guys, I want to make it clear. He said leave your favorite bait at home for a year, not your wife, right?
Absolutely. Your wife is way more important. People tell me all the time, you know, boy, what a great accomplishment. I know you've made a lot of sacrifices to be able to do what you do. And I agree with that. I have. I've made a lot of sacrifices. But I will tell you this. I have a wife, children, and grandchildren. I wouldn't trade one of my children or my wife or my grandchildren for every bass that ever swam. They're way more important to me than fishing.
Absolutely. How blessed are you to be able to go to work with your sons these days? Man, you guys do great television together, and it looks like you're just genuinely having a great time.
It is so incredibly awesome. You know, you raise kids, and they're so magnificent when they're at birth and when they're 2 years old. That's when they're really my buddies. When they get to be 1 year old, and you don't have to change that diaper every 2 or 3 hours. I never was much into that. But once they get about 2 years old, man, they're dad's bud, and you go out and do things together. But it's just as spectacular when they're 38 years old. I have Hank Jr.'s 38 years old. I can't believe that. And I'm only 39, so it's just amazing how he's progressed and I've stayed the same. But it is awesome to be able to work with your kids. It's a wonderful, wonderful relationship and a fun job.
You were pretty much a knothead till you were about 16 years old. What in the heck changed you?
Well, I wasn't pretty much a knothead. I was a total pine knot, just as fat-headed as you could get. And when I was actually 21 years old, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and the whole perspective for me inside. You know, I changed from the inside out. I looked at life different, but God really got a hold of me and showed me who I was, and I didn't like who I was at all, and He allowed me to make changes. I hadn't made all the changes I need to. I'm a work in progress.
We all are, and we like to hang on to things, and we do, because we're still human. Well, you said earlier you don't know how far this TV thing's going to go, but man, I can't imagine life without Hank Parker on television. You can't quit. We won't let you.
Well, I like that, and I appreciate it. You know, I've been told I love doing radio, but I've been told that I have a great physique and a great face for radio, so I'm really home. I might start a radio show as I get older and fatter and uglier.
Winning a couple of Bassmaster Classics, being so popular on television through the years, that's allowed you to go fishing with some pretty neat people that God put on this earth. Who are some of your favorite folks?
Well, I'm a big George W. Herbert Bush fan. I've had the privilege to fish in a couple of presidential tournaments with him. That's been pretty awesome, and George W. as well. I fish with Larry Bird. I fish with Randy White of the Dallas Cowboys. I've fished with Bo Jackson back in the days that Bo was on top of the world. I've had great privilege to fish with Tony Dungy just a year ago. Had a great time with Tony Dungy. What an awesome man he is. Fish with a lot of great people, but out of everybody I fish with, I guess I like fishing with my sons and my grandsons the best.
Yeah. You also get a big kick out of fishing with kids. Handicapped kids, disabled kids, and our military folks. We love them, and I appreciate you loving them.
You know, you got to have a purpose, and when there are people that you can help just by being there and spending time and taking a little bit of time to bring some attention to who they are and whatever their problems may be, and you can bring that to light and just have a good day. Go out and forget. You know, we take a lot of children with life-threatening illnesses that through the Outdoor Dream Foundation, which is an awesome organization out of South Carolina, and we take these kids and they forget about chemotherapy. They forget about surgery. They forget at least for that one day. And to see these little kids smile and to hug your neck, and that breaks your heart. I don't mind telling you. Some of my toughest experiences have been when some of these little guys pass away, or some of these little girls that you grow so close to. But for at least one day, I was able to help them smile. And that's worth a lot.
Hank Parker, you're a good man. Thank you for talking to me on the radio. Appreciate you.
Hey, it's been fun. I look forward to coming back. I'm going to come down here and go quail hunting with you, and we'll do another radio show someday, I hope.
Hey, me too. And I hope you've enjoyed getting away from the coronavirus and into the camp house with us for a couple of hours. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together, and invite you back to this old camp house next time around. Love your neighbor, be kind to one another, and may God bless you and your bunch.